Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people.
Welcome to episode number one of the Marketing Vanguard Leading Voices in B2B Innovation. I get to introduce your host. Your host is Paula Keoki. Paula, congratulations. I am so excited for this show. I love B2B. So certainly I want to hear what the innovators are doing out there. Do you mind maybe sharing a little bit about what Marketing Vanguard is about?
Sure. And we love B2B too. So basically, Marketing Vanguard is about interviewing people that are making a difference in the B2B marketing world. And as we converge from B2B to B2C personas, what are the techniques, the channels they're using, the data sets they're using to reach those companies and individuals that we can turn into a customer for the company?
Well, Paula, do you mind maybe just sharing a little bit about who, I mean, your background, because you've been in this space for quite some time. You
Love
have an incredible, I'm going to date myself here. You have an amazing Rolodex. You work with a lot of who's who in this space. And that gives you kind of a unique vantage point, because you and I have talked privately. Like the kind of conversations that you get to have behind the scenes, the innovation, what we're seeing happening with data is so exciting. Do you mind maybe just sharing a little bit about who Outward Media is and kind of the work that you do that really leads to such a great opportunity for the conversations that are going to be taking place on this podcast?
Sure. So we think of ourselves as a performance agency, Josh. So we have the fortunate position that we've built a very large B2B database of over 18 million businesses and 140 million contacts that our clients can access in order to develop new customers. We have a core competency in the small business marketplace. And so we build the data sets for media activation, email marketing, direct mail, outbound telemarketing, et cetera. So each client has a unique marketplace they're trying to reach. And so we build that file in order for them to be able to execute omnichannel marketing campaigns.
Well, do you mind maybe just, I mean, because obviously you're the smartest person I know, Paula, when it comes to B2B.
Big thing to say.
Do you mind just taking, recording this at the very beginning of 2025? Can you give me just a quick state of the union on data? Like, and listen, I'll just share this. Obviously you and I are friends. Anybody who has stumbled upon this podcast, if you want to have a really smart friend when it comes to B2B data, Paula Keoki is you. This is the air that you breathe. Like to fish who don't know what water, like this is water to a fish. Like B2B data to you, it's like water to fish. Like it's just what you live in. Where are we right now?
Well, I think what, as we move into 2025, people are looking at the quality of the data they have. Because there's so many different data companies out there. And so the main thing that we coach our clients on is getting a read on the quality of the data. Are the contact data accurate? Are the addresses accurate? The phone numbers accurate? Is what the company does accurate? And it's a big deal because the error rate is pretty large for a number of different companies. And one of the things that we pride ourselves in is a 95% contact quality validity guarantee on our contacts. So that's one of the things that we advise people to do is get a guarantee on the quality of the data.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this show, because you're going to be talking with, I could call them luminaries, I could call them leaders. Do you mind maybe sharing to our guest that's or a friend that's listening right now, what is this show about? Like, who are they going to be hearing from? And, what is the transformation that would take place for our listener who's going to binge listen for the next 6 months? And what would you expect that they may learn?
They'll be hearing from leaders in their space for data compilation and execution on campaigning. There's the technologies and things are moving so fast that even we're having trouble keeping up with all of them as well. So we actually learn from the we'll be learning from the guests as well, maybe some tips and tricks that they're doing as well. So it'll be as we move into 2025, it'll be what is new, what's on the horizon, what's worked in the past, what do we think is going to work in the future, and how they're executing to get new customers.
And Paula, I suspect that our friend who's listening right now may know someone that would be perfect for this show. Because I mean, again, there's so much of this brilliant work that I think oftentimes gets just done behind the scenes. And quite honestly, I think that there are some, there are leaders that deserve to be recognized and celebrated for the innovation that they are doing right now. And hopefully, with a show like this, we can all learn from each other because, not only is technology evolving, best practices are evolving. Sentiment behind, if we're thinking about quote unquote data, well, that data is attached to people. And, how are people responding to outreach and so forth and what's working there? But do you mind maybe sharing to our friend that's listening who that ideal guest might be that they might want to nominate for a future episode?
Yeah, I think the ideal guest, Josh, would be anybody who's currently managing their database for marketing outreach, anybody who's involved in campaign management down in the trench, really, being expected to deliver results, anybody who's responsible for helping gain the market share for the company through new business development. Any of those kind of folks are important people, and a lot of them, as you mentioned, are behind the scenes and they're working very hard, and they don't necessarily get the credit that they deserve. And so we would like to highlight those people for being in the trench and being very important to their company for the growth of the company.
Well, here's what you do. You just go to outwardmedia.com. That's Paula, that's your website. And what you'll do is you hover over resources and you should be able to find a link that says podcast. Click on that, or you can also get to it by scrolling down to the very bottom. Click on podcast, and that's where you're going to get to the Marketing Vanguard podcast page. And there will be a button that you can click on that says apply to be a guest. And so, to our friend that's listening, go ahead and click on that, or share that with a certainly with the friend that maybe it's a professional contact, maybe it's someone within your own organization, maybe it's you're passing it up to someone in the C-suite, CMO or so forth, that might be appropriate for this. But that's how you do that. Again, it's outwardmedia.com. And I guess, Paula, just kind of final thoughts on, your enthusiasm over this world over the next year or two ahead. One thing I'll say is if you're not moving quickly, you're likely getting left behind by your peers. And so subscribing to a show like this is probably just that little bit of insurance that to keep you relevant and keep you gainfully employed, keep you gainfully keeping up with your competition, probably pretty helpful. But Paula, any other kind of maybe final thoughts as it relates to data and marketing and sales and B2B and B2B to business, B2B to B, B2B to C,
Yes.
that whole world?
I believe over the next year, what we'll be highlighting is people that are making a difference. And as the new technologies come on, the new ideas come on, that we're going to be able to highlight those. And I'll probably learn something too from some people that we haven't talked to before. And I think that's the main thing is what's going to happen in 2025 and how quickly can we all adapt and run with it. And sometimes for a big corporation, takes a little bit more time than they would like. But what we're finding is they're really open to learning what these new strategies are and how to adopt them for themselves.
the Marketing Vanguard podcast. Paula, with that, I'm going to get out of your chair. we'll switch microphones here and let you take it from here to our friend that's listening. Hit subscribe right now. Just go ahead and click on that plus symbol, the check mark, subscribe, the subscribe button. Share it with your colleagues. Certainly, anyone that you know that is at that intersection of data and marketing research and getting really good data, this is absolutely going to be on your favorites list of shows because, again, these are truly the people that are working in it, doing great things, learning, discovering new things. It's a rapidly evolving world. Paula Keoki, again, you are the founder and CEO of Outward Media. Your website, outwardmedia.com, to our friend. Just go there. Click on podcast to get to the show page. And then again, if you should happen to know of someone that deserves to be celebrated or recognized for the great work they're doing, click on the become a guest button. And we would love to hear your conversation. Paula, congratulations on the launch of your show.
Thank you, Josh. Very excited. Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.